From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Next door in Mississippi, voters approved a new design for a state flag this week. The state's former flag was the last one in the country to contain a Confederate battle emblem. It flew for 126 years. Former lawmaker Jarvis Dorch is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Mississippi.
The flag change is symbolic. It shows that broader change is still possible here.
For Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Kobe Vance reports on how the change finally came about and its significance for the region.
Mississippi's new flag has the state flower, a magnolia, at its center, circled by 21 stars and the words, "In God We Trust." The old flag held a Confederate battle emblem at its top left since 1894. Black legislators, like Democratic Senator David Jordan, have been working to change the flag for decades.
That symbol hurt Mississippi.
Jordan says the flag represents a dark past in the state, consisting of slavery, discrimination, and 50 years of what he calls knockoff freedom.
Why is it so glorified that this state of enslaved, innocent people for 244 years, and still you want to fly something or put an image up that reminded them how they were treated?
The 1894 flag was adopted nearly 30 years after the Civil War, under the leadership of Confederate veterans. The flag stood unopposed for nearly a century, and the first attempts to remove it failed. In 2001, when a referendum was on the ballot, Mississippians overwhelmingly voted to keep the 1894 flag. Some residents felt the flag stood as a symbol of heritage and Southern pride. In 2015, a gunman who posted photos online posing with a Confederate flag killed 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. Across Mississippi, some municipalities stopped flying the state flag. Then this year, the death of George Floyd sparked protest in Jackson and around the nation. Mississippi business leaders and religious organizations joined the call to remove the flag. But it wasn't just a moral issue. It was becoming a money issue. Scott Waller is the CEO of the Mississippi Economic Council.
In many cases, you never know what company maybe didn't even look at Mississippi as a result of that being there.
In June, the NCAA prohibited championship games in the state because of the flag's racist imagery. The following day, athletic directors and coaches from every public university in Mississippi stood at the Capitol Rotunda calling for change. Shortly after, lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to retire the 1894 flag.
There's so many things that we can now focus our attention on and put this behind us and really begin to build a stronger, better state.
A statewide flag commission received thousands of submissions for a new flag design. Justice Reuben Anderson, the first African-American to serve on the Mississippi Supreme Court, chaired the group.
5,000 years from now, our flag will be growing and showing and blooming. And we'll send a message to all of America that we are open for business. We'll send a message that we live in the future and not in the past.
This past Tuesday, Mississippians voted overwhelmingly to approve the In God We Trust flag. It can already be seen on flagpoles throughout the state. Jarvis Dorch, with the ACLU of Mississippi, says the change gives him hope for tackling the larger racial issues within the state.
We don't have to accept having, low rankings in education and healthcare and infrastructure. It also showed to me that we don't have to talk past each other, Democrats and Republicans, black and white folks in this state.
Monuments and symbols of the Confederacy remain all over the country, especially in the South, on street signs, schools, sports teams, and mascots. But for Mississippians, this will be one less obstacle to overcome when working to correct racial injustice. In Jackson, I'm Kobe Vance.
This story was produced as part of a regional collaboration with public media stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.